reminds me of college.
I'm glad it reminds you of something.
I used to know all the words to these songs. I wore this tape out.
Tape. See, I was.
Do you know it was one of my favorites? I actually have it like a little case. Remember those little cases? Yeah. Before CD cases, you had a little case where your little tapes sit in.
Yeah.
I still have one little case left that I have tapes.
Yep.
My sentimental ones that I just can't bring myself to throw away.
All of them. The little foam. The little bitty microscopic piece of foam that sits on the little tin piece that bounces in between is gone.
Yeah.
Sometimes the whole metal piece is gone.
And the tape's all twisted inside.
Or sometimes just the little piece of foam there has fallen off because the glue got too hot or old or whatever.
Yeah, we're just sitting there.
And then even if you get them to play, they're all warped and stretched.
Jesus is still all right with me.
It's like you're backward masking that stuff. I never got into DC Talk until this song. This is when I came into DC Talk. This one and then Supernatural. The whole album of Supernatural I thought was good.
I knew you when Supernatural came out, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah. This one's called Jesus Freak.
Because you said, I got Supernatural. I'm like, you like DC Talk?
I like this song.
This DC Talk, not your DC Talk. You're lame. That's what his look was. You're lame. You big music dork.
Not the new kids of the block. DC Talk.
I love the New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, exactly. They live next door to the DC Talk at the time.
DC Talk was way cooler than New Kids on the Block.
This is not their older stuff. Anyway.
Are you going to play Toby Mac for me?
No, not
since I've been singing it forever.
Not this. Well, I don't have it queued up.
Well, you're supposed to have prepared.
You wanted me to kick it old school. You told me kick it old school. I'm kicking it old school.
That's what I said.
It's what you said.
Okay. That doesn't sound like something I'd say, but okay.
It was what you said.
Kick it new school and get find me Toby Mac.
That's what you said. This is Toby Mac. This is he's from DC Talk.
Yes.
So it's in the theme. It's in the genre.
The dream is fading now. I'm staring at the door. I know it's over because my feet have hit the cold floor. Check my reflection. I ain't feeling what I see. It's no mystery. Whatever happened to a passion I could live for? What became of the flame that made me feel more? And when did I forget that I was made to love you? I was made to find you. I was made just for you. Made to adore you. I was made to love and be loved by you.
Oh, I'm singing again. I've been banned from singing. Can't make that mistake ever again.
Yeah, you'll be berated.
What?
The Mermot will berate you.
I don't have enough hair for that.
The Mermot will berate you.
I'd like to see him try.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right. Today we're going to talk about New Coke. Yeah.
There's nothing to say.
New Coke.
Nothing to say.
New Coke. Have you heard about this stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right.
You know, when he came out with this new theme song.
Yes.
Remember my red convertible?
Yes.
That I had in my first...
What?
Midlife crisis. When I was 25.
It wasn't your midlife crisis. That was just...
That was my early life.
It was just... You needed to spread...
Change of life
you
crisis.
You spread your wings a little bit, that was all.
Change of life crisis.
Anyway, yeah, what about it?
I just imagine us driving in my red convertible that I got lots of tickets in, listening to that song.
You did get lots of tickets in that car.
It attracted the police.
And they weren't like doing 80.
No.
It was like doing 35 and a 30.
Yeah. Oh, and now I get pulled over all the time, but I don't ever get any tickets.
Of course not. Because you've learned the secret.
I'm sorry, officer. Was I speeding?
Well, today we're going to talk about New Coke.
New Coke came out like in 1987 or something. Mm-hmm. How can it be new? There is no such thing as New Coke anymore. They don't make it anymore.
I know.
But well, then why are we talking about it?
But do you know the story of New
Coke? Oh, you're going to tell us the story of New Coke? The
story of New Coke.
Oh, how exciting. This okay, is kind of I'm cool. ready.
It's kind of cool because I never knew it. And maybe you did know it. And if you do know it, then you probably want to skip this show. I will check you out tomorrow. See you later. Bye.
Okay.
Okay. In 1947, Coca-Cola had 64% of all cola sales.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Of any product.
And when? 47?
47, right after World War II.
Okay.
However, in the early 80s, mm-hmm. the Pepsi Challenge yes. led to a crisis at Coke.
That's when Michael Jackson got his hair on fire. And Paula Abdul danced for
That's right.
Pepsi.
That's right. They said that 57... Pepsi said that 57%... of people who tried the Pepsi Challenge mm-hmm. chose Pepsi. They said 57%. Well, Coca-Cola, like, their initial response was, yeah, right.
Whatever, yeah.
They did their own tests just to prove Pepsi mm-hmm. wrong. Mm-hmm. Problem was, they came out with worse numbers, 63%.
Really?
Yes.
How could anybody like Pepsi more? Yuck.
Well, we're going to get there. So, Coke had spent $100 million more than Pepsi. Not $100 million.
On their test.
No, on their advertising.
Oh, okay.
$100 million more than
on
Pepsi.
On top of what they'd already spent.
On their advertising and being available to a wider market. In other words, they made sure they were in the theaters, they right. made sure they were at the ballpark, they mm-hmm. made sure, and Pepsi had spent $100 million less in the combination of advertising and availability.
Gotcha.
So they were spending $100 million more, but they only had, by this time, by 1980, whatever it was, they only had 12% of the market share. And Pepsi had 11%.
Hmm.
So they were one, you know, they went from 40, or what was it?
67.
64%, all the way down to 12%. And Pepsi was at 11%.
Well, that's because there were no other drinks then. I mean, they had to compete with Dr. Pepper and 7-Up and Sprite and yeah. Sunkist and...
So,
Fanta.
So in 1985, Coke changed.
85 it was? Mm-hmm. I thought it was 87. Okay, 85.
That's right. Now, what they discovered was that Pepsi was sweeter. And so they came up with a formula that was a lot sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
And they released it, and it was called New Coke.
Mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm.
And they weren't going to change Coke. They were going to do away with Coke.
And just have New Coke.
New Coke. Yeah, it was just it was just Coke. I think originally it was just released as Coke because it had always been released as Coca-Cola. And this was Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, New Coke, whatever. But the point is they made a break. They said, you know what? We're going to make a break from the old. We're not going to do this halfway. We're not going to compete with ourselves. We're going to release a new product and that we've markedly tested. We feel comfortable is better.
Okay.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
72 days after abandoning the old classic Coke formula.
Mm-hmm.
It was reintroduced because what they discovered was that, yeah, the problem was in all these taste tests, people are only getting one drink.
Mm-hmm.
And one drink, sure, you want the sweeter beats the non-sweeter every time. But when you sit down to actually drink a Coke,
mm-hmm.
you don't drink one swallow.
You drink the whole
thing. You drink the whole thing. And you usually are eating something sweet with it. Something that goes with Coke and that you want a more body, you know, something that mm-hmm. bites, something that kind of clears your palate a little bit. And what they found out was that the tests that they've been running and the tests that Pepsi had been running and marketing their product did not portray the way people use the product.
Hmm.
Okay.
Very interesting.
This is very interesting. And the new Coke faded away until it was discontinued in 1995.
They kept new Coke that around for 10 years.
Yep.
Seriously. I don't even remember it being around.
Yep. So they discovered that 2 ounces, was all that was being tested, and so when people wanted to drink 12 ounces, they wanted
Coke.
Real Coke, and people threw a fit, and so they got their Coke back.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. All right. The point of all this, and the reason why I bring it up,
mm-hmm.
okay, is that in the short term, in the small picture, we want to please the flesh.
Hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
because we're only getting a taste.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But what we don't realize is that's not the best way to live. That's not the way you're meant to use the product. Right?
Right.
You're meant to enjoy life. Mm-hmm. And God has laid out how you can live to enjoy life, you know, in moderation and in spirit, not in flesh. So that's my spiritual tie-in there. And one final note that you will find interesting.
Yes.
When they re-released Classic Coke,
yeah,
they made one little change.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. They replaced the pure cane sugar with high fructose corn syrup.
Yes, I did know that. And now we're all brain damaged and have autism.
Because of
high fructose corn syrup. Don't get me started.
She's not a big conspiracist, and I don't think she thinks it's a conspiracy, but she's on board with this whole fructose thing being bad for us.
I'm telling you.
You know, corn syrup is in everything.
They have banned high fructose corn syrup in Europe. Okay? They can't put it in things in Europe.
You can't even buy it there.
No.
You can't even get it.
So
it's not even on the market.
Right.
You go to the shelf.
Sugar.
No corn syrup.
Right. Because it's not good for you. It's gross. And you shouldn't. And ever since they started doing that.
What do you think is corn?
Everything. It's not corn.
Says corn. Says corn right there in the name.
Everything.
I love getting it worked up. But.
Everything changed, and we get along with these shots and all the magnesium and aluminum, all this crap they're putting in our systems with all these mass-produced shots that they're giving all of our children, and we just take because we're sheep. Uh-huh. And then we eat all this stuff with bad stuff in it, and then we wonder, why are our children getting cancer so young? How come our children have autism? How come our kids have ADD and ADHD? And how come they can't focus and sit still? And how come they're so hyper all the time? Hello?
There you go. The world's going to pot because of this stuff.
High fructose.
Hey there, boys and girls. I heard y'all talking about me in here.
We weren't talking about you.
Oh, you weren't?
No. And it's odd. I never said Buford.
No, I could have swore you said something about me. Anyway, listen. I came in here to tell you, Faith, you'll be proud of me. I know you don't care for me that much.
I never said that.
I know, I get on your nerves and everything, and you always look at me with those eyes. Like you're so disappointed in me and all. But listen, I'm working hard. I'm working hard to make to improve my image in you.
Okay.
That's right.
What are you doing?
You see this bag right here?
Yeah.
It's a bag full of bird seed.
Okay.
You know, birds eat insects.
Yes, they do. Worms.
Not just bugs. But bugs, too. Yeah, man. They eat bugs and mosquitoes and
right.
stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They eat them mosquitoes off of you. And they also, they're good for the trees. And they poop. And they have this really high chemical thing in their poop. It's good for the grass and stuff. And it's just good for the environment altogether.
Okay.
So I done.
So you're getting green on me.
I'm going green, man.
Okay.
I done tilled up. I spent all morning out there.
Uh-huh.
And I tilled up an entire half acre out behind the trailer.
Uh-huh.
And I went and bought me a 50-pound bag of that bird seed, and I planted all that bird seed out there.
You planted the bird seed?
Well, yeah. So now, you know, here in a few months, we're going to be swarmed with these good birds, man. It's going to be great.
What's going to bring them?
The bird seed.
But the bird seed's buried.
Right. When they grow, I'm watering them.
Bird seed doesn't grow, my man.
You water it and it grows birds.
No, darling.
It's what it says. It says bird seed right there on the side. I don't understand.
It's seed that you feed to birds, Buford. It doesn't grow birds.
What? Oh, man. You mean, it's like oats?
Yeah.
Why'd they put bird oats on it then?
Well, I guess I figured people knew better.
Man.
You better go dig all that birdseed. What a waste.
Dig them all up. I don't. Oh, man. Dog nabbit. I can't believe it.
He was working so hard to make you proud
of
him.
He was trying to be green.
Why you gotta do? You popped his bubble. Deflated him.
Well, you know what?
What?
If you're gonna be green, at least do some research on how to be green.
You know what? You know what?
You know what? You know he can't be green because he's a redneck.
You know what Buford's version of research is? Mm-hmm. That's when he went back to look for his keys again.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, listen. We were watching this cool show the other day. And it was called... it was just interesting. All Get Out.
Okay.
What were we watching? It was the Mythbusters.
Yeah. The Alaska one?
Yeah. The Alaska one. And they were going through all this trouble to hit a moose. They were going to test this car out.
A moose?
Yeah, to test this car out.
A moose.
That's what it said.
Moose.
That's what it said.
You said moose.
I say the same as you.
You don't have your dad's disease.
Anyway, so.
Say wreath.
We're not talking about that.
Say moose.
Mooth.
It's so, a moose.
Whatever.
Say it.
Moose. So they were.
So
what they were doing was trying to see if the myth was if you hit the moose faster, then if it's more than one, it's meath. But anyway, if you hit the moose faster, then it would fly over the car. That was the myth.
Right.
The myth about the moose. But what happened was is that they found out that the faster you go, the more damage it does to the car.
Well, duh.
But they tore up some cars.
Yeah, they did. But when they went really slow, it did less damage.
Well, but you still died.
Well, yeah, but
so it was like
you didn't die as bad.
But the thing was, no matter what, you're gonna die. You might as well hit the thing.
I mean, how big? Like 600 pounds or something?
Yeah, they were huge.
They're huge.
But they didn't use real meath. They didn't use real meath to actually test the.
No, they made them.
They made them out of rubber.
And they went to Alaska and did research. And did you know that moose walk around on the streets in Anchorage? Apparently, they just wander around.
You talk funny.
They just wander around.
Yeah, they just wander around.
That'd freak me out.
They said, where can we find a good moose to look at? And they said, just go downtown. Did you know that Anchorage, Alaska is the city that has the highest percentage of people who walk to work?
Yeah, you told me that. That's very interesting.
It's freezing.
I know. Why would you want to walk? Because your car doesn't start. That's why.
Probably the highest percentage of people who have cars that won't start.
The highest percentage of people who freeze to death on their way to work.
There you go. There's a lot of other statistics we won't go into.
My friend lives in Alaska.
You don't have a friend.
Excuse me?
Who lives in Alaska?
Sarah.
Oh, yeah, Sarah Heck.
My childhood friend.
Oh, yeah, well, I can trump your friend. I've been to Alaska.
Yeah, whatever. On the runway for like 5 seconds. No, and then he stayed at a hotel with his mom.
Night. I spent the night.
Yeah, but you didn't see lodge. Anything.
No, it was dark. But it got dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You didn't go anywhere. You went to the hotel.
To the lodge.
Why didn't you go anywhere? Why didn't you see the town? Get out.
They frowned on that.
Who did? Your mom?
My mom.
Well, you were an adult when you went.
First of all, it was Anchorage. There's nothing to see.
Well, there is, too. There's stuff to do. There could have been some bars open or something.
There was a bar in the hotel. I did check it out, and it was a sad situation down there in that bar. You know why? Because it was a plane full of people headed for Japan. They were mostly Japanese.
Yeah, but there were more Japanese.
They were
Japanese,
all in the bar doing
Japanese
karaoke.
People.
They were doing karaoke in the lodge bar.
You didn't want to leave your
Alaska.
Mom. You didn't want to leave your mom. She's a worldwide traveler. She would have been fine.
My mom didn't know I was. She had her own rooms. She was in her room. I was off partying in the Japanese down in the lodge bar.
You were
bar.
Out partying. Yeah, you said it was lame.
It was very lame.
You didn't share a room? But
not with my mom.
Well, she's your mom. Why wouldn't you share a room with your mom? Why is that weird?
Because I got my own room.
Okay.
I got my own
room.
Whoa. What did my own
You know,
room?
She changed your diaper when you were a kid.
The airlines paid for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I thought, your mom was paying for this trip.
No. Yeah. But the airlines paid for the rooms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She went to want to stay with you anyway. You kept her up all night snoring.
Yeah, it's probably I was willing to share with her, but I don't remember. But anyway, so I was down in the bar with the Japanese guys, and they were all singing this karaoke thing. And it was like country and western music, and they didn't have a clue what like this tune was supposed to be. It was like, like, oh, that's bad. And they were all laughing and having a good time.
Huh?
And they were all dressed in business suits.
Does it take their shoes off? Like on they the do plane, on the plane?
They did on the plane. They all wear black socks. And they take their shoes off all the time. And, let me tell you something about black socks, okay? They make your feet stink.
They and don't, a, and they a don't whole breathe.
Country full of people who wear black socks.
Who take their shoes off all the time.
And take their shoes off all the time.
Yeah. So that was your visit to Alaska.
That was my visit to Alaska. It was
my friend Sarah has lived there for, I mean,
well, you know, she didn't
there?
Come visit me in the hotel or anything.
Like a 95.
She didn't even call me when I was there. So rude.
You didn't tell her you were there?
Like, she knew.
Oh,
only
yeah.
Like, there's only like 12 people there.
Sure.
A plane full of Japanese people landed sure. in Alaska. They knew.
Sure.
They did.
I missed you when you were on that trip.
I know it. I missed you too. I wrote you every day.
I know.
Wasn't that sweet of me?
I was just remembering that.
And I took video of everything so I could show you.
Oy.
And that was very boring. It's like, and this is the
we
temple.
Were dating, and
this
so
is another temple.
We were dating, and he carried this ginormous video camera around.
I visited temples for like 5 days. Do you know there's nothing else to see in Japan except temples?
He walks around, you know, and he's telling you about it, and I'm trying to be nice because this was still the time when I didn't want to like.
This is when she was still nice to me.
That it was stupid.
This is before she realized she didn't be nice to me
that
anymore.
That I'm not watching these videos.
I just wanted her for a body and all.
Excuse me?
What?
What?
Something? Did you call me lame?
Your video was.
Yeah.
And you know it.
I have never watched it.
That's right. It was hours and hours and hours
of
long.
Temples. Of all kinds of temples.
And all by himself. There's nobody with him to be entertaining.
I was by myself walking around
Japan.
Like,
could your dad go on this trip with you? It would have been much more exciting. You and your dad are funny together. On your own?
Hey! Well, that's why I do a show with somebody instead of doing it on a solo show. Because by myself, there would be crickets. Crickets listening.
No, you're funny. You make me laugh all the time.
I know, but that's because I got you. I have to have somebody to play off of.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So no more Japanese videos. Hey, for SquirrelCon, that's what we'll do. We'll
do
get
Japanese
those
videos?
Out.
Oh, we'll get them out.
Yeah.
We'll show them to everybody.
We'll show the Japanese video. Ooh, 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 ooh. And my high school video. My high school video.
No.
And
no,
let's
no.
see.
No, no.
What else do we have? My Mardi Gras mission trip video. These stupid videos that we still have. Hey, how about our wedding video? We could show everybody that.
No. Nobody needs to see that.
Why?
Because I'm being a sap in that.
It was sweet and nice.
It lovely. Was sweet and nice to you, but it was embarrassing to me.
Oh, please. It's very nice.
Besides the drunk guy hanging out the window yelling, don't do it! That was funny.
That's what you get for getting married on a lake. You never know who's going to go by.
He waited until it was over.
Yeah, he did. That was nice of him.
The bumpkins. Remember the bumpkins?
That was another time. That was before.
We'll have to tell that story one day.
Oh, man.
The bumpkins.
That was the minnow day. That was when I...
Yeah, that was the minnow day. We'll have to tell that story later. Not this show.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Another show. All right, I'll write it down.
Rios con Dios.
I'll write it down.
That's it. I'm done. I'm out.
Okay, well then.
It said Rios con Dios.
Okay.
End of show.
She's just stop everything right there.
There you go. See,
we gotta play this.
Very abrupt.
Gotta play the end and all.
Why do you have to be so abrupt?
Squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.